Hi everyone, this is Gamery Raid, and this is my segment I like to call Issues of a College Student. I've been meaning to do this for a while now, and this is going to be my first podcast ever. So, basically I'm here to talk about college issues or anything that might be going on, because of this moment, in retrospect, I do have issues as a college student. And right now, I just want to pass on the information that I have to any other college students out there. Because right now, as much as... Ooh, I just got a text message. What the heck? Sorry. My first podcast, and I'm texting. Well, this is awesome. Yeah. No, but I just want to get the information out there for issues of a college student. And what I want to do right now is I want to talk about things that are going on in my life right now, and not necessarily that, because that's not going to help anyone. Because right now I'm in the deep, really deep, and right now I'm just trying to find a way to get out of it. From all the issues I'm having, from loans and stuff like that. Because generally, in my sense, I'm done with school. I didn't acquire anything, and I know a lot of people are going to complain about that. But technically, I'm starting this because I want to help anyone else who needs it. Because in retrospect, and I know there's a lot of issues out there about college, and you know, you just go in there and, you know, you're expecting, like, this is going to be the greatest thing ever. But people never, like, see the consequences that come from going to college. And I want to help prevent that. I want to help to find a solution for that. And if anyone's listening to this, you know, just back me out and saying that, yes, college, in a sense, is difficult at first. But, you know, just trying to go through it. There's always a solution, no matter what. So basically, what I'm going to talk about today is what I did right for my article, and that is choosing the right school. So technically, I'm not going to bore, like I said in my article, I'm not going to bore people with the general detail, because I know, in a sense, that people already have a general idea on what they want for the college that they're going to go for. I'm not going to bore them with that, because, you know, I'm not going to be like, you shouldn't go to a college because of this situation, or you shouldn't go to a college for that situation. Everyone already has their general idea of what they want to go for college, and I respect that. What I want to talk about is what you should be looking for when you're going into a college. When you go into a college, make sure that they're there to help you, and they're there to give you the information that you need. Because the one thing that stinks is when you go into a college, and when you're trying to go in and try to get the information that you need, they skimp you on that. And what I mean by that is that they give you, like, the whole speech that they're there to help you. They have all this, they have all these resources and stuff like that. When I first started college, pretty much I started in a sense that I started it when it was new. And just to let people know, I'm not going to give out the college name, because as far as I think it's bad, people are still graduating from it. And that's the important thing, that people are still achieving their degree from it. I wasn't able to because they didn't offer me the help that I needed. As much as they would want to say they did, I didn't think so at the least. And I will explain furthermore down the road on this podcast as to why, but for now, let's do this. As well as, I'm hoping there's more guests on this podcast than just me, because it'd be great to get more feedback, and, you know, there's more than just my opinion on this subject. So, anyways, when it comes down to picking the right college, when you go in there, they give you, like, the whole, I would say, the general lie about it. Not in the sense it's a lie that they, you know, because if they say they offer help and all that stuff, I'm not going to say it's a lie, because they do offer some kind of help. But if they say they give out, like, perfected help in the sense that they give everything they need, I'm going to say that's the general lie, because not all colleges are sufficient in that case. Like I said, I went to a college, and I'm gonna give this information out straightforward. You go into college, it's not gonna be in a sense that it's difficult the first time. Any college that you barely start off at, it's gonna be easy as pie. I'm gonna say that right out. It's gonna be very easy to just pass any of the classes. When I first started off, I passed my class. When I went into math, because you know, it's like, I like math, and doing the really easy math, you can fly through that, no problem. Sure, I understand there's some people who have issues because they don't like math. Okay, if you don't like the math, I understand that. But, you know, it's like, it gets to a point where you could beat the class, and I went to a school, and the school I was going to, generally, you beat the math class really quickly, you get the other one for free, and I thought that was pretty cool. I don't know if they're still doing that. Last time I checked, before, like, anything happened, when you beat the first class, they pretty much canceled out the second one. They didn't give it to you free. You had to pay for the second one, and that kind of stunk. And it was kind of cool. But, aside from that, basically, I'm just saying the classes are going to be easy the first time you're going to a university of some sort. So, you know, it's like, be prepared, not for that. The real challenge is what happens afterwards. You know, you pass all these classes and you're doing well. And then you get to these classes that makes you scratch your head. You're going to have a difficult time trying to pass those classes. And that's when you finally figure out, in a sense, your first literal sense that, you know, if the school is really there to help you or not. And the reason I'm saying this is because I didn't get that in my mind. I always thought the school was going to help me through all those challenges. But at the end, it didn't give me the help that I necessarily needed, so I couldn't do much. So anyway, when you go into a college and they're giving you all this information, make sure, you know, it's like, I'm gonna give this information out as much as possible. When you go in there, make sure you know what you're saying, what you're doing. It's like, if they give you all this information, take it in. Try to remember as much as they tell you, because, you know, if you remember as much as they tell you, you could take it back to them and, you know, it'll be like, you were going to give me this information and, you know, you said all this, but that didn't happen. Okay, for the most part, people would say, just go to the dean and complain to them. Sure, that would help. I mean, when you get to that speed bump in the process of trying to achieve your degree, sure, you could go to the dean, but I don't know what to say about most deans. It's like, most of them would help you. The others, I don't know. The one I did help, at a sense, because I had a teacher who was very, very hard to take in and very, very hard to be patient with. So, what I'm saying is, just try to do what you can. So, back to the topic at hand, the true topic, in the sense of choosing the right college. It's like, besides taking all that, make sure they're getting you're going through the whole paperwork and the process and all that stuff. I would suggest people never go into a college that just barely started. I would suggest that, because number one, if you go into a college that just barely started, you're asking for so much trouble, because when you're going into a college that just barely started, it's bad because, in a sense, those colleges are going to be small. They're going to have teachers that just, you know, in a sense, it seems like they never went to the process of learning this particular degree. And that was with me. I went into a college that just started, and it didn't have the general sense that it had the teachers that they knew what they were saying. But, you know, like I said, when you first start off, the classes aren't that hard. They're really easy, and you could pass them in flying colors, no problem. But the problem is, when you go with these kind of teachers, it's really difficult in the sense that, you know, it's like, they don't know what they're saying, and, you know, they don't know what they're doing. And you get the easy A. That's cool, whatever. But you know, it's like in the beginning, that's not really an issue because you're just learning the basics, and the basics are always the simple thing that you can learn, no problem. But once you get into the really hard stuff, that's when it becomes an issue. Because, like I said, if they're a new teacher that has no clue what they're teaching, both of you are going to have a really hard time scratching your heads and all that stuff. But I will say, like, if anyone has the information at hand and they know what they're doing, like, I have a friend who has the information, who knew what to do, and he went right into it, flying colors, passed all of it. It was sort of funny because he went in backwards, like, he went into the advanced classes and just beat every one of them backwards, and I'm like, you know what, he knows what he's doing. And, you know, if you're that person who knows the high degree and you know what's going on, sure, go for it. But if you're new at it, I would suggest, you know, hold on. Go to a different school. Not to be rude to the schools that are just starting off, but if you cannot afford to have a teacher who knows the stuff and all that stuff, you're going to ultimately make the person fail. And that's where it happened to me, in a sense. But I will go into that more later in a different podcast. But I want to focus on this. So, what was I saying? It's hard to bring my topics at hand. But I'm just saying, try to get into let me think. I'm sorry, I'm getting off topic, and this is really hard for me to try to reel myself back into what I was saying. So, I'm genuinely saying about the teachers. You know, if they don't know what they're saying or anything, it's going to look bad for them. It's going to be hard for you because they're going to be professors that don't know what they're saying, and they're not going to want to repeat themselves because they genuinely think that you know the stuff. And that's some of the professors that you will have. Like, I had a professor like that pretty much anyone who asked a question, like, about the answer at hand, that they didn't understand it, he would repeat it, and if you ask again, he'll be like, it's in the book. That's one topic that I really hate about any teacher saying. It's just the general idea of saying, look in the book. And the reason I say that is because the book can't talk. The book has no way of explaining it as thoroughly as a professor can. Because the book is just there showing one example after another. It doesn't, in a sense, generally explain it thoroughly on how it's done. It's just right there to show you an example. And that's what I think how most textbooks are. And, you know, in a sense, it kind of does get on my nerves how most people who already know the stuff and everything go, like, it's not that hard, just look in the book. I'm like, sure, that's easy for you to say, but for most people, it doesn't click. And I understand that. So, it kind of aggravates me in the sense when most professors are like that. Because, you know, they're there to answer your questions. You paid them for your time. And when they don't have the sense to, you know, offer you that time to give you this example, give you this information that you need, it kind of breaks that. And it kind of, in a sense, frustrates you in the sense that the school is not supplying that kind of help. And that's where it comes into play, like, is the school really there to help you if it doesn't supply the kind of professors that are there in general to help you? And when it comes to tutors, which I won't talk about it in this podcast because I want to save up to that, because I have a separate kind of like conversation about that as well, about tutors. Where do you go for that? So I'm here to just generally give this kind of information, and I'm here to talk about the teachers and all that other stuff. It's like, I know I'm just talking about the teachers right now, but, you know, I just want to say, like, when you start off a school and trying to, like, look for the right college and all that stuff, I'm just genuinely saying, don't start off in a new college, because there's going to be that kind of professors. And when you go into a college just trying to, like, hype yourself up and say this is going to be the best thing ever, you know, it gets to that point where you're like, you know, if you're those kind of students who want to be in the dorm or whatever, great, that's cool, whatever. Just remember, you know, there's there's consequences that follows when you go into a school like that, and there's rewards that go after that. But, you know, it's like, it's not always bad. I'm not going to say it's always bad, because you could always, you know, get so much out of that. And pretty much, let me think for a second, because I'm losing myself again. I'm just saying, like, going into college, you know, like, the first, I don't know, I think it was the first 4 months, maybe four, it could be the 6 months, my school was at a courthouse, and I thought that was the funniest thing ever, because I went in there, and I thought I was getting arrested. It's a courthouse, you feel like you're being judged, but, you know, you go into the school, and it's not hard in the beginning, because, you know, like I said, and I've been keep saying it, it's the easiest classes and all that stuff, but it gets you up to a point where you start getting to a point where it gets really difficult. It's like, that's when the school starts seeing, you know, you can't really judge it at first, but I'm letting people know, like, if you go to a college, go to one that pretty much has experience, has that knowledge, has, you know, the teachers that have that profession, that have the information that they could help you. And, you know, sure, you'll go to those schools and there will always be those teachers that still won't help you and give you the 100% to the question. I understand that. And the only thing I could say about that is go take a tutor or take someone who could help you. Because just staying quiet about it is not going to help at all. And I know that for firsthand, because I stayed quiet for most of the time. But I know that if you do not say something now, it's going to regret it. You're going to regret it later. And it's always important to talk out and just try to get that genuine. Oh, man. I can't take out words properly. I don't know why. That genuine sense of trying to acquire the help that you need. And that's basically what I'm saying. It's like, get help, or, you know, from my point of stance, go to a school that has more out of it. Because, like I said, if you go to a school that just barely started, I would say, in my genuine sense, go to a school that has been going on for 5 years. That's basically my thought, for 5 years, because three or five, it's like three is okay, but five would be better, because right now it's already three in my sense for the school that I used to go to, and so far they have all this technology and all this stuff, but not much more to say about that, except, like, good thing that they're doing well, but I'm not so glad on what's going on. Because I'm not the only ones having these issues, because I know there's other students in the school that are in the same position as I am. And, you know, that's why I'm saying don't go to a school that just started. Because it gets to an outcome where more than one person are having an issue with finance or something like that. And, you know, just trying to find that solution, it gets really difficult if you've been going there for a while and trying to find a solution. So I will continue this podcast tomorrow and have something else recorded for this. But for now, I will end it here. If anyone has any questions, message me on GamerE-Raid at facebook.com. And that's my channel for GamerE-Raid. Or if in another place you could reach me is my YouTube channel, which is also GamerE-Raid. But any other places that you're trying to locate me, just try to. The only suggestions I would give is GamerE-Raid at the Facebook or YouTube. Those are the only places that I can be contacted. I mean, I have a Twitter too, but not much I can see from it. So if you have any questions or any answers, just let me know. I'll try to message you as much as possible. I've been going through the reason I say this is because I've been going through these issues, and I know it means to go to having gone through these issues. I know what it means to go through these issues, and I could help you. No problem. Just message me if you have any questions or any problems. Until then, I'll talk to you guys some other time, but I'll keep you updated. Right now, I am having issues in college, and right now, I'm having issues with loans and stuff like that, as I've been saying. But I'm trying to find a way to resolve it for my case, as well as help you guys. And that's my goal right now, is to help any college students that might be having trouble right now. So if you have any questions, let me know. If you have any issues, just send it to me. If you have any stories that you would like to share on, you know, your behalf, go for it. I think that's really awesome, and just hearing your side of the story is pretty cool as well. So until then, I'm Gamery Raid, like I said, and I will talk to you guys later. All right, later.